Season's greetings, Amplify artists. The end of the year always feels like a time for reflection, and it's now a full year since I started here at the Playhouse. I'd like to invite all Amplify members to contribute towards evaluation of the last year and also to future planning for what Amplify is and could be by gathering your feedback via our end of year survey. Last year's feedback forms were a vital part of my planning for Amplify in 2023, and whilst there's certainly more to work on and towards, I'm keen to continue the dialogue and make sure that Amplify is a strong network responding to artists' needs as best it can. Multiple respondents last year asked for a sense of community, artist meetups, networking, co-working opportunities, and structured networking. Stronger focus on mid and late career development. Use of social media for reminding us what's going on. Transparency, particularly with idea submissions, what comes in, what comes out of it. Trial and error spaces for new writing showcase opportunities and script reading events. Opportunities for directors and producers. Collaboration with national artist development opportunities. Programming Amplify artists, not just in festivals. Amplify to be a way for artists to get jobs on in-house productions. More online, hybrid and/or COVID-safe options. Nottingham Playhouse spotlighting Amplify artists on social media and in the newsletter. Replies to emails. Workshops on getting funded, not just ACE. Auditioning, setting up your own theatre company, navigating tax returns, and DYCP. What is it and how do I get one? Links to online resources, particularly financial. Fun events, not work focused. Directing workshops and assistant director opportunities. Whilst I've certainly not hit every point above, I'm working on it, there are huge elements of what Amplify now offers which has been a direct response to those suggestions. I hope that Amplify is feeling useful to you as an artist, and if it's not, I'd love to know your thoughts. And of course, if you are benefiting from the Amplify offer, it's useful to know that too, because it helps me to justify continuing to offer it. Please take 10 minutes to fill out the annual survey at link 1 before 10th of January 2024. Anyway, there's plenty coming up over the next few months, including more of the regular co-working, online carbon literacy training, a general audition day for musical theatre performers, a social evening in the new year, and the launch of two new initiatives, Nottingham Playhouse Writers Group, a nine-month writers programme for professional playwrights, and the brand new Amplify Actors Collective. More about all this to follow. Updates. Amplify Associates. Sneaking in with a new Amplify Associate before the end of the year, Nathan Ellis is the latest Amplify Associate to join us and will be running our new programme for professional writers, Nottingham Playhouse Writers Group. Nathan is a British writer-director from Rutland. You can read more about Nathan at link 2. The journey so far. Nathan approached Nottingham Playhouse for a conversation about developing a new show with his company Subject Object and a chat about development opportunities for writers in the region. Nathan is keen to support artists in the region with their writing through tuition, dramaturgical feedback, and opportunities to connect into the industry. We supported Nathan and his company with some seed money, space, and support in kind with an Arts Council application, which we're thrilled he's been successful in, enabling us to launch the Amplify Nottingham Playhouse Writers Group. This will be a nine-month programme for writers in the region. Nathan will be leading on facilitating the Writers Group sessions, as well as offering mentoring and dramaturgical support to the group. Writers will have the opportunity to have excerpts of their work showcased at Amplify Festival 2024, should they wish. And it's so great to be able to offer an evolution of the Playhouse Playwrights Playground, supporting regional writers to develop in their profession. Bridie Squires continues with her associateship, and next year we've offered Bridie space to host Gobs Collective, hopefully bringing more performance poets from across Notts to Nottingham Playhouse. Watch this space for more announcements, including opportunities to get involved and to see the work that Gobs are making. Nottingham Playhouse Writers Group. Amplify is launching the Nottingham Playhouse Writers Group, new for 2024, a nine-month programme for professional playwrights to hone their craft with a focus on networking and career development. The Writers Group will be selected via a call-out, which can be found at link 3, and will begin in February 2024. Further details are available via the call-out. Deadline for applications and expressions of interest is the 8th of January 2024. Amplify Actors Collective. Wednesday evenings from 10th of January, 7 till 9 or 7:30 till 9:30, times are on our website. Booking will be available from the 11th of December at Link 4. This is an opportunity for actors to come together and share a space, skills and experiences. A supportive atmosphere created by actors for actors to talk about the industry, check in with each other and add to your acting toolkit. The first two sessions will be led by Amplify artists Sophie Jane Corner and Rafe Bird, with the intention for it to be a collective which is self-sufficient and led in turn by collective members. Maximum 20 spaces per workshop. Book on at box office or via our website. You must be logged into your Amplify account in order to book online. Cold Reads update. Cold Reads is currently on pause while I take a moment to regroup and work out the best way to curate the space for both writers and actors. I hope to relaunch in spring 2024 once I've received feedback from Amplify artists and following our ideas submission window. Idea submissions will open early 2024, a year on from the last one. General Musical Theatre Auditions, 23rd of January 2024. We are hosting a day of general musical theatre auditions, a chance for Midlands-based musical theatre performers to showcase their singing and acting abilities in front of our artistic director, Adam Penford, alongside Nikolai Foster from Curve, Jesse Jones from Royal and Derngate, Laura Ford from Fifth Word, and Ang Harrod Jones from New Perspectives. You can apply for a slot up until noon on Friday the 5th of January via Link 6. All applicants will be contacted by the 12th of January to confirm whether being offered a slot. Dates for your diaries. Carbon literacy training. Some of you may remember earlier in this year, there was an offer for Amplify artists to join a day-long carbon literacy training course in person to receive training alongside Nottingham Playhouse staff. Some of you fed back that it would be easier to attend if it were online. So that's what we're doing. I'll be running carbon literacy training over 2 half days over Zoom. After attendance at the course, both parts, and submission of your action plan to the Carbon Literacy Trust, the CLT, you'll be certified by the CLT, subject to your action plan meeting their standards. Costs of the course and certification will be covered by Nottingham Playhouse. Sessions will run 10:30 till 1, with a break in each session, on the 13th and 14th of December, and you must attend both sessions in full and complete and submit your action plan in order to receive certification. You can book onto this training at Link 7. In-person co-working days. Sessions run from 10 till 5 on Monday the 8th of January, including a group Zoom-in to the IGC online accountant support session for assistance with tax returns with Emma Torrance. And on Wednesday the 21st of February, which will be followed by the Amp It Up social. Again, you can book for this from the 11th of December 2023. And you can book for both of those at Link 8. They, of course, are for creatives who have work to be getting on with, but like being around other people doing the same. We book out company for Amplify members from 10 till 5, and I'll be there all day. We provide the tea and coffee. Come along for a check-in first thing, and we'll have an end-of-day accountability check-in for those that want it, or just drop in when it suits you, even if just to say hello. You can book with box office, on the day, or beforehand. Online co-working sessions are free to attend and booking is available from the 11th of December at Link 9. These are running from 10 till 1 on Monday the 22nd of January, Monday the 29th of January and Monday the 5th of February. Accountability check-ins, one-to-one support and company whilst you work, but from the company of the comfort of your own home. You're welcome to arrive, leave at times that suit you and Zoom links will be sent out with your ticket. Introducing Amp It Up on Wednesday the 21st of February, 6 p.m. onwards. The show starts at 7:30, booking available from the 11th of December at Link 10. This will be an Amplify social event, including a group outing to Minority Report. Tickets are £12.50. You can book on direct with box office using the code in your newsletter. And the ticket price includes pre-show drinks and nibbles. This will follow on from the co-working day on the 21st of February and is a chance to get social with a night at the theatre with other theatre professionals, seeing our in-house production of Minority Report. Recruitment at Nottingham Playhouse. We are seeking a local designer to design a community talking circle for the world premiere of Punch, a new play by James Graham. Deadline for applications is the 18th of December and there are more details at Link 11. Participation. Nottingham Playhouse participation team are always keen to meet creative practitioners living and working in the East Midlands, particularly Nottingham. They run almost 60 different programmes for all ages and abilities. If you have experience facilitating and designing workshops for any age, do drop them a line on participation@nottinghamplayhouse.co.uk to arrange a chat in the new year. Opportunities and news from our partners. The In Good Company Touring Bursary. This is a bursary of £8,000 to be awarded to an independent artist or company to tour exciting and engaging work to Midlands audiences in autumn 2024. More details are on the website at Link 12, and there's also a great example tour pack on that page, which is well worth a download. Deadline for applications for the bursary is Friday the 15th of December at midnight. Fifth Word are looking for a freelance creative engagement producer for a fixed term 12-month contract. They're looking for someone experienced in running engagement and participation projects, particularly working with young people and people from diverse backgrounds, to head up two participation projects connected to their next touring show, Liberation Squares, in 2024. They will also contribute to other projects and to the overall direction of Fifth Word's outreach programme. A Midlands base is preferable, but not essential, and more details are at Link 13. The deadline for applications is the 12th of December 2023. Opportunities and resources, Midlands based. Link 14 is to book onto a stage combat course in Leicester, run by Keel O'Shea. You can see your newsletter for an exclusive Amplify offer and code. Link 15 is for Free Reads, a critical reading scheme for low-income writers. The TLC Free Reads scheme offers low-income writers the opportunity to get free professional feedback on their writing via the Literary Consultancy, the UK's leading editorial consultancy. Writing East Midlands is the TLC Free Reads partner of the East Midlands. You can find out more about the services offered and how to apply to the 2023-24 application window at Link 15. Artist and Author in Residence 2024 Callout. Inspire are looking for a creatively curious visual artist and an author slash writer who get excited about a blank page, like to think imaginatively and enjoy working in collaboration to support their summer reading challenge in Nottinghamshire libraries. Details are at Link 16 and the deadline for submissions is 9 a.m. on Monday the 8th of January. National opportunities and resources. Migrants in Theatre, MIT. MIT are inviting first-generation migrant artists and theatre professionals to fill out a short survey to gather data on the diversity of migrant theatre artists in the UK in order to support future funding applications. You can find this survey at Link 17. Tara Theatre are seeking an exceptional artistic director and collaborator to join them and lead the company into its next chapter. Details are at Link 18. Tara Theatre also have a freelancer database which you can add yourself to at Link 19. Classroom, championing artists who experience barriers rooted in social class. Surviving on a Shoestring is a pilot programme by Classroom alongside multiple partner organisations, trialling alternative methods of paying artists from low socioeconomic backgrounds who are in receipt of long-term benefits and artists who are experiencing long-term financial insecurity. The project is aimed at addressing financial inequity in theatre. From their website, we're really keen to give as many creatives and artists as possible the opportunity to share their thoughts and experiences around the subject. We want to know how your experience of financial inequity is shaping your access to work. This might include things like the need for fees to be broken into smaller amounts, fees to be paid on a specific date in the calendar month, or anything other than the three instalment agreement found in standard contracts. If you're a creative freelancer and identify as a working class, benefit class, criminal class artist, or an artist from a low socioeconomic background, if you're care experienced, a migrant artist who experiences economic marginalisation at home and in the UK, or if you're a disabled artist in receipt of benefits and on a low income, we'd love for you to join the conversation. You can share your thoughts anonymously by completing their super short survey at Link 20 or by leaving them a 90-second voice note at Link 21. online resources for theatre makers. Link 22 is from House, the Southeast Theatre Network, who have compiled a selection of resources to support best working practice in touring and the wider theatre sector, including resources from House, other organisations, recommendations and commissions. All resources on their site can be shared and downloaded for free. They've also put together a list of websites with other tools and resources that may be of use. You can find that at link 23. And finally, Gerwood Arts have a page called Signpost on their website, which is a great list of funding and resources for freelance artists. You can find that at link 24. That's it for this month. Till next time, all warmth and winter coziness to you. Thanks for listening.